And that brings us to the fourth stage, which is the stage of the development of higher states of awareness, new levels of consciousness, new levels of mind. And this sort of experience comes naturally, almost of its own accord, as concentration deepens, as one becomes more and more absorbed in one's concentration object, and eventually sort of unified with it, one with it, so that in a sense there is no longer any concentration object. You're concentrated, but you're not concentrating on anything in particular. You're just concentrated. And with this experience of concentration, there comes an experience increasingly of purity, of repose, of peace, happiness, joy, bliss, and so on. And sometimes it happens that in this stage we have a sort of experience, a sensation, if you like, of being carried out of ourselves, or flowing out of ourselves, or being swept beyond ourselves, or above ourselves. And sometimes it happens that when this sort of experience comes, when this sort of experience arises, people resist. They become a little afraid. It's as though they're dissolving, as though they're disintegrating, as though they're being swept away, and they don't know where. It's as though they had become caught up sometimes in a great torrent, a great mighty rushing river, which was carrying them to some destination, some ultimate goal, the nature of which they didn't fully understand. So they resist. And if they start resisting, well, eventually the experience passes away and they return to a lower stage. But one shouldn't resist. One should, as it were, just let go. And not start bothering about what is going to happen to me, and am I losing myself, or is my ego dissolving. One shouldn't bother about that. One should just, as it were, have faith. One should just trust the nature of the experience itself. One should just, if I may use the term, surrender oneself to the experience and let it carry one whithersoever it will. And this is the fourth stage, the stage of the development of higher states of awareness, higher levels of mind, consciousness, and eventually even of being.